how do we address whatever mountains there are facing us that would try to in any way inhibit or prohibit authentic transformation from coming to pass? And by the use of the word transformation, I mean we have the full character of God permeating an entire area, a city, businesses in that city, the street systems, the political infrastructure. And this is why I want to start with this verse, Isaiah 32, verse 3. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. God wants to take us to another height of how we see and listen to what He's showing us and to what He's saying to us. In most cases,